is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Since returning to office in January, President Trump has once again brought trade policy to the forefront of national discussion. His previous use of tariffs is now facing scrutiny from the U.S. Court of International Trade, reigniting debate over their impact. But even without new actions, agriculture was already bracing for fresh trade challenges under Trump 2.0. One of the most significant will be the scheduled review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, a deal that's generally held up but has faced its share of challenges along the way. We'll talk about the outlook from the cattle industry coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Tanner Beamer is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says that the cattle and beef industries have generally benefited from USMCA. He notes that both Mexico and Canada remain two of the U.S. beef industry's most important and reliable trading partners. Beamer says the upcoming review of USMCA is an opportunity to reinforce those relationships and ensure continued market access and growth.
Yeah, certainly. You know, the cattle business was actually, we were in pretty good shape under NAFTA, the previous trade agreement on the North American continent. We fared even better in USMCA negotiations under President Trump the last time he was in office. You know, when we talk about trade in the cattle industry, typically when we're talking about Japan, China, Korea, Africa, the European Union, the United Kingdom, those are the types of things that we usually talk about. But one thing people often forget is that our biggest trade partner, both in terms of beef products and live cattle, are Canada and Mexico. These are very important trading partners to us, and we need to make sure that there is continued cross-border trade with both of these countries. And again, it all comes back to that thought of comparative advantage, right? There's a whole lot of opportunities for us to work together to continue to produce the safest, most affordable food supply on planet Earth.
One of the bigger challenges in the U.S.-Mexico trade relationship is the resurgence of the New World screwworm. Beamer says that the situation has shown how trading partners can work together to protect the food supply while addressing the issue in a coordinated way. He adds that this kind of cooperation is going to be key in keeping livestock producers in the U.S. and Canada safe.
Certainly, and the New World screwworm situation is certainly an alarming one. This is a parasite that can be deadly, and not just livestock, but also wildlife, domestic pets, and it even poses a harm or a risk to human health. So when we're talking about this, particularly with our trading partners, it's imperative that we remember that we have to take into account the animal health considerations of some of these trade components as well. It's not just the dollars and cents, it's also just the long-term viability and safety of the industry. We've seen a really good response from Mexico in partnership with the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service at our own U.S. Department of Agriculture in trying to hold or stop the northward march of New World screwworm from Central America. We've had some hiccups and bumps along the way. Mexican authorities have turned away planes from Panama carrying sterile insects, which are the only tool that we can use effectively to stop the spread of New World screwworm. And so when we start to look at some of these tools to incentivize these other countries to come to the table and take this threat seriously, those are options that are on the table. But again, we want to keep that cross-border trade open as much as we possibly can, so long as we take the animal health threat seriously. It's the same argument that we've used with Brazil and Paraguay. Animal health, human health, has to come first.
Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.